Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Talks are resuming this hour between the MTA and LIRR unions to try to avoid a strike as soon as tomorrow. The unions say they were ready to bargain all night last night, but they claim the MTA left the table just before 10 p.m. If no deal is reached today, workers say they'll walk off the job at midnight. An LIRR strike would not just mean a nightmare for commuters. It also has local businesses around Penn Station feeling the pressure.
A Long Island Railroad strike won't just be bad for commuters. It'll be a headache for business owners, too.
So if nobody, stop by, then we're gonna no business.
At Dazzle Nails, Sharon was serving a client from Long Island.
Yes, we have a lot. The people working nearby, if they cannot come to the work, then we will have a problem with the business.
She says many of her customers come straight from work before they go home. The same goes for Pete, who owns a local corner store.
It's hurt the business, like, retailer, because it's strike, so it really affects the businesses.
The five unions that represent LIRR workers will be at the bargaining table again. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Two lanes have reopened on the LIE following that massive sinkhole in Melville yesterday. State DOT officials say the sinkhole may have been caused by a contractor working on a local sewer project. Two right westbound lanes at exit 49 were closed for hours as crews tried to make repairs. Just keep it on 1010 Winds, of course, for traffic on the ones, and we'll bring you the latest LIE updates. The city council is cracking down on dog owners who don't clean up after their pets.
Maybe the problem is not enough doggy poop bags. The city council is proposing legislation to expand access across the city. This after 821 complaints to 311 in the first 2 months of the year about dog waste, up 36% from last year. Maybe it had something to do with the dog owners thinking they could bury the poop in all the snow we got. The bill would require dispensers with doggy bags next to all public litter baskets in the city. It would also add more enforcement. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul has unveiled the details of her so-called pied-à-terre tax. She's proposing an annual tax surcharge ranging from 4% to 6.5% on luxury second homes in the city, and that would be in addition to annual property taxes. This would initially target condos and co-ops, with the governor's office saying those properties are typically assessed far below their actual sales value. The proposal would also require the city to create a new system over the next 2 years to better estimate the true market value of condos and co-ops. State officials say the measure could generate about $500 million annually for the city. The plan remains part of ongoing state budget negotiations in Albany. Tomorrow is Good Neighbor Day, America, which will bring communities together for 250 million acts of kindness. The nationwide event coincides with America's 250th birthday. Former Congressman Joe Crowley with the A250 Commission tells 1010 Winds about one event that's happening in Corona.
Having the opportunity to be back in Queens at PS19, what I think is one of the best parts of our program is America Gives and Give Forth, and a day of kindness, a day of doing something good for our fellow neighbors.
That event at PS19 will also feature a live DJ, and families will be able to pick up free essential items. A body has been found washed up in the waters off Brooklyn Heights. The unidentified man, adult, was found near Pier 5 in Brooklyn Bridge Park around 8:30 this morning. An autopsy is expected to be performed to determine the cause of his death. Governor Hochul has signed new bills aimed at protecting vaccine access across the state. The legislation expands the state's authority over vaccine policy, and it reduces reliance on federal recommendations. One of the new laws, it requires health insurers to cover vaccines recommended by New York's health commissioner, even if they are not endorsed by the feds. A second measure removes references to the federal panel from several areas of state law involving school immunization requirements, Medicaid coverage, and vaccine administration rules. The legislation also allows pharmacists in New York to administer COVID-19 vaccines to children between the ages of 2 and 18. Previously, pharmacists could only give the vaccines to adults under state law. It's a new chapter for libraries in the city. Mayor Mamdani is touting the restoration of more than $31 million in funding to library systems in the five boroughs.
It is time we stop asking our libraries to justify their existence. It is time for us to expand what New Yorkers can expect from core government services.
His initial budget proposal earlier this year had actually slashed funds to libraries in an effort to close a $5.4 billion budget deficit. The mayor says libraries can now use the money to hire staff and expand reading programs. The Subway series begins today for the first time this season. Our Glenn Shuck caught up with one Bronx bomber.
Talk about a man on the street interview to talk about the Subway series, the man himself, Mariano Rivera. He was very diplomatic when I asked him about would the Yankees win this weekend. He said it's just great for the city and for baseball.
That's what it is. It's always serious. You know what I mean? You see Yankee fans, you see Mets fans, you know. But above all, they are New York fans, and that's what I like.
Sam's a 30-year Met fan. He's not feeling too optimistic, though.
You know, they can feel bad. I need all the sympathy I can get. You go in every year thinking they're going to win, and then they don't.
How about we say, let's go Yankees or Mets? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here at the MLB store in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.